This is the A to Z for podcasters with Graham Goodings and David Hales, coming to you from the studios of Green Eyed Monster. David, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Graham. How are you?
Back for another show?
I am, and looking forward to it.
We've talked quite a lot from different angles about podcasting. I think it is important today to cover the aspect of packaging your podcast. You know, we can all have these wonderful ideas of, I want a podcast. Yeah, it's good. I've got the mic. I've got the computer. I've got everything's there. Switch on the microphone, off I go. No, you've really got to package
it. It's not that simple.
You've got to put some work into it. Let's talk about right from the top, you know, deciding on a topic. How do you decide on what you want to talk about?
Well, I had an interest in aeroplanes. I was passionate about it.
Yep.
So that became my topic. And I think, you know, when you're looking to do a podcast, I think it's got to be about your passion, because if you do it to suit community, you're going to end up having what we call a dog's breakfast, because everybody wants a different thing and they're never going to like what you do. You know, the old 80-20 rule, 20% of the people will love you and the rest won't care. So I suggest it's got to be something that you're passionate about and you will have listeners gravitate to you because they've got the same passion.
There are people out there that have the same passion as you. There's no question about that. So in the name of the podcast, how important is it to make it really relevant to your subject matter?
Oh, look, it's very important. Like we would have had no sort of consistency with what we're doing now with A to Z for podcasters if we called it podcasting madness, or say we didn't use podcasting at all and just said audio madness. You know, what's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So you've got to be a bit directive in what your title is so that people say, oh, yes, that's a definite link A to B.
I think it's important too to see what's already out there, because
yes,
a lot of titles can be taken. As we've done,
right,
when we're doing the A to Z for podcasters.
Yeah.
You know, we thought of a lot of ideas,
yep,
but they're already taken. So you've got to put in the legwork.
That's right. A lot of the time, I think a lot of people will realise that they're not the first one to do something. And then you've got to have a point of difference to go with your podcast, right? So you might have a podcast that's more about the characters in aviation, in my case, rather than the planes. You know what I mean? And you've got to really do your research and look at what you're trying to get across.
And because, and we'll talk about the artwork at another time, but what people see as the artwork, the sort of the badge, your logo for the pod, is very small.
Yes.
So you can't put in, you know, 20 words or 30 words. Or
it reminds me of those cars, you know, where Mum might be doing the makeup courses or stuff like that. And on their back window of their car, they've got an Encyclopedia Britannica of stuff that they do. And, like, you've only got a couple of seconds to catch my attention. I can't read all of that. And it's got to be bold and in your face.
Exactly. That's the perfect summation for what a podcast title should be all about. All right, we've got that out of the way. You've worked out your podcast name. Then you've got to decide what role you are going to play in it. What sort of host are you going to be? And we've divided it up into three categories. There's the expert. How would you describe an expert?
Somebody who's doing a podcast about matter that they're well informed on. Like I said, the planes. If I'm doing a podcasting on planes, I know what I'm talking about, right? So as my podcast will be sort of driven to the customer, to the listener, and I will be telling them the information they need to hear, as opposed to the next one.
Well, there's an interviewer, who's someone who has a podcast who wants to find out the information about planes and flying and so forth. So they're not setting themselves up as the expert. They're the interviewer.
That's right.
This is my podcast. We're talking about planes. Now I'm going to have an expert. David, tell us about...
Right. So you know, for instance, I don't know about the specifications of planes. So I would have somebody on that could tell me all about the specification of planes. Yeah. And in your business, you'll have to do the same thing. If there's something you don't know about, you get an expert in.
And that is the key, I think, to producing a good podcast, knowing your own limitations.
Yep.
And what areas you don't know, get in people.
Yeah.
Acquire those people. Have studio guests, phone guests who can fill in that information. So that is the interviewer. And then there is the reporter style, the journalist style podcaster.
Yeah, which to me is more like a general chat type. You go out and talk to people in the street and bring the news from the community to the podcast and then distribute it.
And it isn't necessarily one theme.
That's right.
It could be
anything.
Current affairs, what is happening in the day, in the world, around the world or at home and so forth. So I think it's important to decide what sort of host you're going to be in the beginning.
Yep. And what format the show is going to take.
Exactly.
Is it going to stick to one of those things, or are you an expert in some things where you might have to interview on another?
Yeah.
You need to be
very careful, because if you become too divergent, you head off in too many directions. The beauty of podcasting, it is very niche.
Yeah.
So when you get into a certain area, you stay in your lane and you'll get plenty of support.
Well, that's like, you know, when you butter bread, isn't it? If you've only got one little sachet of butter and you start adding pieces of bread, it just gets thinner and thinner.
Exactly.
So you've got to focus.
All right. You're the host. What about thoughts of co-hosting? In a lot of ways, and I found this in radio, if you're working with somebody, it can make it a lot easier.
Particularly
if you're waiting for callers and there are no callers out there and you're sitting there talking by yourself. But if you have someone across the desk.
Well, I think having a co-host helps generate content automatically. It's sort of like being a reporter, but just locally between the two of you, because you might say something and I'll go, here's my next question.
Yes.
Right? Yes. And that goes back and forward, back and forward, back and forward. But if you're there on your own, you might be, you know, dead air for, what am I going to say next?
That's right. And you don't know the reaction you're getting from the audience, whether they're receptive
That's
to what's
right.
happening.
You've got to be very good to be an expert podcaster in your subject material.
Exactly. But there are downfalls with having a co-host. Because
Absolutely.
What sort of co-host do you want? Someone who agrees with you? You share the
Graham,
same sort of
view? Graham, I don't believe you.
Exactly.
It's all nonsense.
And that in itself can create some really good podcasting.
And
if you've got two people who have diametrically opposed views.
But you've got to be really acquainted with the person that you're doing that with, so that you know their personality and they're not going to get rubbed the wrong way.
Exactly. How far you can go.
Well, we've heard of all of these stories with the movies where one cast member goes, I'm the big star, and then the other one goes, I'm the big star, and it all ends up in a blah.
Turn very ugly.
That's right, it is. And, you know, I go into these podcasts, and I think you do too, after our years of experience with the attitude, I don't really care. And it just happens, you know.
Yeah.
We have a good laugh about things outside of podcasting, and I think that translates into our podcasts.
And I think it is important that the actual podcast is the tip of the iceberg.
Yes.
If you sort of see, well, that's it. You know, once I press record and stop, that's the limit of my commitment. You've got to put in so much work ahead of time.
Oh, yes. You know,
preparation, practice, research.
Finding people.
Exactly.
Right? You can't just say, I'm going to have Bob on this week, and then you ring Bob and he says, no, I'm in Queensland and I'm under whatever.
Yeah, I'm on holidays. I'm not talking
holiday,
to anyone.
I can't talk to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to look sometimes, if you're doing a weekly podcast, you've got to look a month ahead.
It's interesting. People will sort of say, I just listen to this podcast and it's just fun. It's free fall and they chit chat and so forth. And you sort of think, that must be easy. Well, no.
No, a lot of background.
The best-sounding podcasts are those that have had the most work put into them, the most preparation.
Well, see, Graham, with us, we have the points that we want to get across, but everything else is open free, right? So I don't know what you're going to say when I ask you a question, and vice versa.
That's the beauty of it.
That's right, and people, Graham really hides his questions from me, and so that I'm shocked when I get the question.
And I've got some doozies for you today.
I'm on the spot. So, you know, a stilted, stiff upper lip podcast. I don't know. I can tell you, don't have scripts.
Exactly.
Have your main points, but know your material and don't have scripts.
It's good advice. All right, we've come this far. What about podcasting how often? I'm sure a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to do a podcast and I've got some great ideas and I'm you know, going to put one podcast out every day and it's going to run 30 minutes every day or an hour every day.
And by the end of the week, I'm podcast burnout. Right. So, look, Graham, I'm not going to answer this one. I'm going to have a sip of drink. And I know you've done some research on this. So you tell us about how often we should podcast.
Thanks for putting me on the spot. Look, don't look at a podcast like a radio show where a broadcaster will be on Monday to Friday, 9 o'clock till midday, or, you know, Monday to Friday, 3 till 7, or whatever it is. Podcasting is not radio. You don't need to do it every day, particularly, or the only time I would say it needs to be done on a daily basis, if you're talking current affairs and news of the day, where you have to be topical and on point. A regular podcast can be weekly, fortnightly, monthly, but weekly seems to be, all the research suggests that people would like to hear a fresh podcast every week. Interestingly, people have asked me, is there any day better than another to get your podcast out there? Well, it appears to be Tuesday. I know. Would you have any theories, David?
I've got a theory. We used to have family business when I was young. My dad used to run a butcher shop and he knew lots of other retailers. And they all found that Tuesday was the lull day where everybody wanted to listen to you or whatever rather than shopping.
All right.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they're on a build up to the weekend. So they did their shopping for the weekend, had the weekend. Monday and Tuesday, they come back and they're trying to catch up for the week. So, you know, as Tuesday dissolved, they're sort of getting open to sort of taking on new tasks. Yes, and so I think it's the same in podcasting.
Yeah, well, research backs it up. The Tuesday is the day to release your podcast. Not that it is critical, of course, because once it's out there, people can listen
on demand.
On demand at any time, day or night. But if you want the best day of the week to release your podcast, do it on a Tuesday.
Yep.
And duration. This is the interesting thing. Now, we've heard podcasts that last 2 minutes up to 2 hours. There are some podcasts, particularly in the US, 3 hours.
Mate, you've got to have some good stuff on them to last for 3 hours.
Now, research would suggest that the optimum time is around 20 minutes. Now, that to me suggests that it's people driving to work, on the train, in the shower, and it's just a nice bite-sized time to hear information.
That's right.
Because they're not able to sit there for 2 hours to listen to a podcast, because you can take a podcast with you. You can be on the beach or in the car.
And if you podcast 5 minutes and you're driving to work, well, I'm not going to be fiddling with my iPad every 5 minutes to play a new podcast.
Yeah. So ideally, look at around 20, 25 minutes, or maybe the framework is, say, 15 to 25 minutes is a nice time to run your podcast. So you're keeping people interested. They're not going to go, oh, is this ever going to end?
And also, Graham, you've got to be very consistent with that, because people have got to know what they're going to expect from your next podcast.
Yeah. And I think by that, you don't have to say, right, 20 minutes, boom, it's got to end. I think the beauty of podcasting is that you're not restricted by time. It's not like television.
It's only
or
when you work for television and a computer's up there telling you you've got 3 seconds to go and that's it.
Exactly. With podcasting, you say 20 minutes, that's what I'm working towards. If it runs 21, 22, 23, that's okay. Or 18 or 19, that's fine too. Yep. No one's going to hold a gun to your head.
It's the beauty of new age media, Graham.
Yep, it's open-ended. So if you've got some extra special content, run it a little longer. But try to work towards a fairly set time.
Yes, yeah. Because I said people, once they start listening to your podcast, they're going to get an expectation of each week of what it's going to be, so they know they're in for what they're in for regarding time and commitment to listen to it. And that time is what it got to be consistent. And don't look like if you've got that 20-minute podcast in mind and you're prepared to go 5 minutes either way, if you're up to 15 minutes, don't look for fluff to fill it to 20, because it absolutely ruins the content. They can tell what you're doing when they're listening.
If you're just trying to fill, it sounds obvious. Yeah. All right. We've talked about the time. We've talked about weekly, Tuesday, about 20 minutes. What about putting a podcast together? Now, I think we've suggested already that you really need to work at it, that the podcast itself is the tip of the iceberg.
Absolutely.
If it's going to be good, it's going to be all the work you've put into it. So you've got to do your research and do plenty of it. Nobody wants to tune in to hear an expert on truck tyres, and you're halfway through it saying, oh, I don't know if that is a truck tyre or not. Yep. I don't know if it's square or round. I mean, you know your facts.
Yep.
So do your research, organise your content, and when you've got it all assembled, do a template of the podcast. So you write it down. You've got an opener, you've got your segments, and a closer, and you work to a format. If you've got an interview after about 3 or 4 minutes, that's where you go to it. Don't be just a jumble and a hodgepodge and hope that's all going to come out all
right. Graham, I suggest you record your opener and closer so that that's another consistent part of the show. Like if you listen to our show, the opener and the closer is pre-record.
Yep.
So we just roll the file and away we go. And it's the same every time. A beautiful example I can give you of changing your opener and closer. I don't know if you remember, there used to be a show on TV called Veronica Mars.
Yes.
Right? And they used to have a soundtrack by the Dandy Warhols that opened that show for 2 seasons. And then obviously somebody stuck their finger in the pie and said, we're going to change that for the 3rd season. Well, that was the last season.
Is that right?
Yeah. So what role that played in it, but it was significant for me.
If it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
Right. Another good suggestion is that if your podcast is longer, have a 15, 20, 30-second pre-recorded breaker.
Yes.
So partway through it, you can take it. We'll be back shortly. And it could be to promote another podcast that you or promote your product. You know, if you're
a special
that you've got something coming up.
Yep. With the specials, though, you've got to be careful because we were talking about making things timeless in a podcast.
Yeah.
So you really have to be careful of that. But yeah, you can put something in there. This show was sponsored by.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Almost time to go. Just before we do, we've got a few questions that have come through from the emails.
Oh, no. I'm going to be put on the spot again.
Dean says, I've started podcasting about TV shows of the 60s. The length of podcasts varies. The first one was 45 minutes, the next 15. Is that a good or bad thing? I think we've almost covered that.
I'm shuddering in my boots right now. No, Dean, I would have broken that up into other shows.
Yep. And be more disciplined, Dean.
Yeah, and also it gives you something for next week. You know, if you cover a couple of the shows this week, couple next week, you know, you can even pre-record them now while it's fresh on your brain. But at least you could do a couple of shows ahead, but stick to your time pretty close.
Peter says, I'm upgrading from 1 mic to 3. Should I try to buy the same mics or is a different type okay?
I would buy the same and I'd probably try to buy them all at the same time because I've noticed even mics from different batches can sound slightly. Yeah. Very, you know, guys like you and me could probably pick it, but your average punter wouldn't. Ideally have the same, but in the same breath of saying that, it's probably, you know, with different voices and things, you're going to hear different things anyway, but you will notice the timbre of the mic changes between mics.
Yeah, but if it's a different person on the other microphone, it's probably not going to make a huge difference.
I said the only thing you'll notice is the timbre of the mic
is
different. The response of the mic is slight. And your average user probably wouldn't even consider that. So, yeah.
Different
mics are okay if you're in the beginnings of your podcast.
Good on you, Peter.
That's all you can afford.
Hope that's answered your question. And if you have a question, what's the email address?
It's a-zpodcasting@greeneyedmonster.com.au.
And we'll answer those on our next episode. On our next show, is there money to be made in podcasting?
Ooh, money
makes the world go round.
Ooh, I'm getting a warm, fuzzy feeling inside right now.
Don't get too optimistic.
Oh, okay.
Also, how to get music for openers and closers. Is it that easy and can you just pinch music from anywhere? Be very careful about that. And designing artwork for your podcast. Join us next time, A to Z for Podcasters.
See you later, folks.
Help us to create more great content by becoming a sponsor at patreon.com/greeneyedmonster.